It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. This presidential election has seen a surge in the number of campaign volunteers.
According to the Wisconsin Democratic Party, more than 16,000 volunteers signed on once Vice President Kamala Harris rose to the top of the ticket.
Nationally, the Harris campaign said over a single week in October, volunteers knocked on more than 1.2 million doors and made more than 20 million phone calls.
But how effective is the strategy known as the ground game? And what is it like to knock on your neighbor's door only to find out that they are supporting the other side?
We reached out to both the Harris and Trump campaigns to see what it was like to canvass in an area that leans opposite of your chosen candidate.
We only heard back from one, so last week we landed in Waukesha County, third most populous in the state, has voted for a Republican going back at least the last six presidential elections.
We begin at a house in Delafield. Mackenzie Crummy reports.
Hello.
Is Paula available?
I am Paula.
Hi, Paula. My name is Kathy. I'm a volunteer with the Lake Country Democrats. How are you doing today?
That is Kathy Lopez. She's been volunteering with the Democratic Party since she moved to Wisconsin more than 2 years ago.
Jim's here for watching the Packer game.
I know.
Of course.
I think you might be the last house for me because I don't want to interrupt people.
We're in Delafield, a city in the reliably red Waukesha County, where Donald Trump took home 60% of the vote in 2016 and 2020. This is her fifth canvassing shift this week.
I do have a guest with me today.
I'm Mackenzie Crummy. I'm with Wisconsin Public Radio.
She said when she is preparing to walk up to a door, she is trying to approach it like a conversation with a neighbor. She isn't trying to have a confrontation or waste anyone's time.
I can count on probably one or two hands, I guess. I've done a lot of doors. How many times someone leans away from respectful? But even then, it's usually not like a big confrontation. I think for me, the thing that I've tried to learn over time with canvassing is just how long to keep the conversation going, you know, because these are really emotional and passionate issues, and just trying to figure out where should I cut it off and say thank you and move along.
Lopez said the perception of Waukesha as a Republican stronghold is changing. Recently, Mayor Sean Riley, a Republican for most of his life, endorsed Kamala Harris. Lopez describes herself as a blue dot and says she isn't the only one. As we knock on more doors, it turns out she's right.
As a Christian, I don't know how anybody could vote for Trump.
Can you count on your support for Kamala Harris?
Yes, you can. Yep.
I'm for all the Democrats.
Awesome. Up and down the ballot?
Yeah.
Great. You know, we've been walking around today and there are so many more Harris supporters in this area than I thought. So.
I know. I'm really encouraged this year.
I even had
one of my Republican girlfriends just tell me yesterday she voted for Harris. So very happy.
Okay. For more than 2 hours, we walked around the area known as Lake Country. We knocked on 19 doors and had a conversation with 9 people. Every one of them was a strong Harris supporter. The Trump campaign and state Republican Party are also getting their ground game out around Wisconsin. We reached out hoping to shadow a canvasser, but had no success. And we know as the election draws closer, the Waukesha County Democratic Party is targeting households that lean left. But Lopez said this is one of the best days she's had.
Honestly, today was probably one of the strongest days in terms of Harris supporters. And I do think, like I said, the more closer we get to the election, the more we're really targeting in on people that are likely a Harris supporter. But this has been the most consistent all the way across the board, which is just, that's what you want when you're getting closer to the election. So that's good. It means people have made up their mind and they're ready to get out there and vote. So that's good.
Lopez feels talking to neighbors and door-to-door canvassing really works. Even in the scenarios when she encounters a Republican or an undecided voter, she said it's mostly polite, and sometimes that's all it takes.
I absolutely feel like going door to door is an effective strategy. I remember in my training, they were talking about how these deep canvassing opportunities where you're really trying to make connections are the things that change people's minds. They are the things that really make a difference and move the needle. They say here in Wisconsin that one or two votes per ward that come out for your candidate can make the entire difference in the whole election.
As a former educator, Lopez said she enjoys talking with voters and encouraging people to participate in the democratic process. She plans to continue canvassing up until the election and has already voted at her local city hall. As we approach one home, a mother and her children are outside enjoying the weather, and an 8-year-old boy wants to share his thoughts on voting in the state.
What did you learn about voting in your literature there?
Mostly that voting is super important.
whoever we're voting for, we need to make the right choice and that they need to help out Wisconsin.
Mackenzie Crummy for Wisconsin Public Radio.
And special thanks to Sarah Hopeful for technical direction on that story.